The gospel reading today is our Lord tells us that anyone who comes through any means other than the main door of the sheepfold is a thief and a robber. In other words, as he says, they come only to slay, to destroy. A thief wants only what belongs to you. So we look at this in a spiritual sense. You say, what is it that belongs to you that the devil would want? Not all your material junk, because he's the one who wants you to have all that stuff, because that's going to lead you away from God. He wants what is spiritual. He wants to take away your peace. He wants to take away your holiness. He wants to take away sanctifying grace. He wants to try to snatch you from the hand of God, which, of course, we know, as Jesus told us, no one can snatch anything from the hand of God. So the devil can't do that. But tragically, we can. And so the devil will throw up all those temptations, and if we choose to follow them, it's not that we are snatched from the hand of God, but rather we freely choose to walk away from the hand of God that is there to protect us. So Jesus tells us that he came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. And it's in that context of saying that he himself is the door. He is the gate for the sheep. In other words, he's there to protect us. There are ways that thieves can get in. They can crawl over the wall, they can do whatever. But we have to recognize for what they are. They're thieves. They're robbers. And yet, how often, sadly, we listen to their voice. Jesus said the sheep won't listen to them because they don't recognize their voice. And yet we keep doing it. We keep saying, hey, my shepherd doesn't really want what's best for me. He's got me locked up in this pen. And, you know, I don't know if that's what's really good. Shepherd's saying, no, you're going to be safe inside the walls here. The sheep are going to be okay because the wolves can't get them. And we think, oh no, if I was just out there in the field all by myself doing whatever I want to do, then I'm going to have everything I want. Yeah, then you're going to be sheep bait, or wolf bait, I should say. And the devil's going to come right at you. So Jesus is going to keep us safe, provided that we follow him, provided that we allow him to be our shepherd. So then when we are out in the field, we're not out there on our own. He's there with us to protect us. He's going to guide us and lead us in the way that we're supposed to go, so we don't have to worry about whether we know the way or not, because he is the way. So therefore, all we need to do is follow where he's going to lead us. Most importantly, when he tells us to get into the sheepfold, into the pen, then we need to obey, because that's what's the best for us. Again, in our stubbornness, in our self-will, in our pride, we keep thinking we've got a better way. We're like that kid who is looking up at the Decapolis cities and seeing the lights and hearing the music and all the noise and thinking they've got it so well, and here I am stuck down on the farm. Boy, do I want to go up there where it's glitzy and fun and exciting. And so he does. Blows everything that he's got and winds up taking care of pigs. Wasn't that fun and glitzy and exciting? He realizes at that point, it says, when he came back to his senses, he realized that actually if he would have just done what he was being asked to do from the beginning, he would have been safe. He would have been in good shape. Wouldn't have all the problems that he brought upon his own self. The same is true of us. Our Lord has given us his teachings. If we would just follow them and be obedient, we'd be safe. But we keep thinking that we've got a better way. Or even more foolishly, we think that God just wants to keep us down, that he doesn't really want what's best for us, that he gave us all these commandments just so that we can't have fun. And as St. Paul tells us, that we are now ashamed of the things that we used to brag about. The things that we thought were so wonderful because we knew better than God and we were going to do it our own way because God didn't want what was really best for me. And now we're ashamed of those things. And see, if we would have just been obedient in the first place, we recognize God only wants what's the best. And if we would have just followed what he was asking us to do, not just out of blind obedience, but out of love, because we know that he loves us and that's why he's given us the commandments, and therefore we want to love him. And so we want to follow his way. It's simply the way that our Lord himself lived when he was in this life. So once again, as always, he is not asking anything of us that he himself was not willing to do. He came into this world and he showed us how to live a truly human life. The devil tells us that freedom is license. That's slavery. I can do anything that I want whenever I want and no one can tell me any different. That sounds like it's freedom. It is not. It is license. And when both our Lord and St. Paul remind us, Jesus said, anyone who sins becomes a slave to sin. St. Paul tells us that we all have to serve someone. So we need to choose who it's going to be. If we're going to serve sin, we're going to become enslaved to it. The Lord came that we would have the freedom of the children of God. He came that we would have life and that we would have it abundantly. That life is the life of grace. That life is the indwelling of the Most Holy Trinity. That life is poured into us in the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit who is given to us. That's what the Lord has for us. What the devil offers, yeah, there's the immediate glitz, there's the pleasure, there's the selfishness, there's whatever it is. It's usually all about the senses. What God is offering is all about the soul. What God is offering is what will make us truly holy. What God is offering, yes, it's going to purify, so it's not always very pleasant. And yet, if our strive, what we're striving for is to become saints, if what we're striving for is true holiness, what we're striving for is eternal life in heaven, then we recognize what God is giving us is truly the best, because it's perfect for what it is that we need. It's not necessarily always what we want, and it's not the way we thought that it would get there. But the way to the pastures isn't always the easiest way. Sometimes it's a rough and narrow way that's going to lead to life. And that's the path the shepherd's going to lead us on, and we need to follow him. So that's where it comes down to the question of choose whom you will obey. Because that's exactly what St. Paul tells us that we have to do. Choose whom we're going to serve. Same question that Joshua asked 3,500 years ago. So this isn't anything that's new. And sadly, humanity, after all these years, we still haven't learned. So we need to pray for that grace to be able to listen only to the voice of our shepherd. And the thieves and the robbers and all the rest, we need to reject them because they want to take from us what God has given. They want to take from us what's the very best. That's, the devil wants your soul. Jesus came and died so that you could live. The devil wants to kill it. So you see the opposites at work. For some weird reason, we are attracted to what that vile creature keeps offering us. And there is nothing in it that is good, ever. Jesus only offers the best. So pray for the grace to recognize his voice. Pray for the grace to listen only to his voice and to follow him, so that we can have life truly in abundance not only the grace of God here and the indwelling of the Holy Trinity here, but ultimately in heaven, where we will be united with God. We will be sharing fully in the life of God, in the grace of God, in face-to-face union with Him. That's the truly abundant life. So grace in this life, eternal glory in the next.